Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official All Digital Radio app is here. That's right. The All Digital Radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take All Digital Radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching All Digital Radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
I thought you said you're going to fix it.
I will, December 2nd.
Now it's December?
Well, that's when my big boy job is done.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I love ZZ Top, man. It's like sacrilege doing that.
I just never really cared about
it. Even CB likes ZZ Top.
God damn it.
You were on mute.
I was on mute.
You're always on.
Hi, CB.
I'm always on. Hi. Well,
welcome to Off Hook Radio. You? Nice to have you.
Is that where I am?
Somewhere.
Yeah.
What day is it?
You saw my shirt I wore today?
Yes.
My body's a temple?
Yes.
Ancient and crumbling.
I saw you posted something about that like a week ago.
Well, yeah, when I ordered it.
Yes. Oh, and so this was the follow-up.
Yeah, and I messaged...
Because on Off the Hook Radio, we always follow up on our stories.
We do. I messaged you the one that I ordered today. It says, I came, I saw, I forgot what I was doing.
That's for CP.
Yeah.
DJ Slim thinks I should get one for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, gentlemen. You can all go screw.
We love you.
Yeah.
That's right.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, big happy.
You didn't do what I asked, by the way, but thanks for nothing.
What were we? What? What didn't I do?
Oh, never mind. If you don't even know, it's not worth it.
Fix the song?
No, not fix. Forget it.
All right.
Just forget it.
Well,
forget
this is fascinating forget radio.
It. I know, isn't it?
What the hell?
Hey, what are we doing?
Guess what? Breaking news in Florida.
What do you got?
Governor DeSantis today had a press conference this morning, and he is raising Florida teachers' starting salary to $47,500. That's about a $10,000 increase over the current teachers' starting salary. It puts Florida up to number two in the country. He wants to make sure that we're doing all we can to recruit and retain great teachers throughout the state of Florida. I think it's good he can do it. The budget money is rolling in. Florida's got plenty of money in the bank that he can afford to do it.
Well, just don't set yourself up for failure in the end.
I'm just telling you right now, as soon as he runs for re-election, all the teachers' unions will be against him anyway. It won't matter. But see, that's what conservative people do. They do what's right and don't worry about what other people say.
Yeah, true.
Good for you, Governor DeSantis. And oh, we got a message. It's from CB Snow.
What did he say?
Oh, I sent the picture of my T-shirt. I came, I saw, I forgot what I was doing. You said that's for CB.
Oh,
CB said, "Poop on you both."
Ha.
Yeah.
He's so polite. Well, poop on us both.
Yeah.
You're getting kinky. Anyway. Hey, you remember a couple weeks ago we talked about Dave Chappelle and yes. his new special?
Yeah.
And he's now racist because he made jokes, and the far lefties have no sense of humor. And it was funny because, you know, black guys just don't get called racist by ashamed to be white people all that often. It reminded me, I got a story about Trump. I'll do the story first, then we'll do the kid. Okay. This week, Trumpy tweets out a pic of Biden and his son with that Ukrainian dude from Gazprom, even though the denture boy Biden swore he never discussed it with his son. And the Trump tweet had the photograph. The song "Photograph" was sampled. It was the guy from Nickelback holding up a photograph frame, and then in it, Trump put the picture of Biden with the guy he never discussed anything with and his son and a quick sample of the song. And of course Nickelback bitched right away, a bunch of left wing turds from Canada. And Jack, the uber liberal who runs Twitter, took it down, even though he didn't have to take it down because it's fair use. It was a sample of the song. It was only 6 seconds, and it falls under the fair use rules. There's nothing illegal about it. But, you know, it was Trump, so he took it down. He just screws conservatives all the time. That's what he does. The fair use thing, like I said, it doesn't apply to conservatives or Trump supporters. But it seems to me that these Canadian pansy has-beens should have just shut their effing mouths. Because even with them bitching about it and getting it taken down, they got a 569% surge in song downloads after Trump put out the song "Photograph" in his tweet.
And that's one of the things that these people are stupid, that they don't understand that that's, you know, no publicity. Or
if they left it up and it would have gone, and it was starting to go viral, if they left it up, you know, they probably would have had 1,000% increase.
Oh, without a doubt.
You little Canadian turds.
I remember years ago when McCain picked Sarah Palin, and when she came out, they played Hart's song "Barracuda."
Yeah.
And Hart went crazy over that.
Yeah, Mary Wilson had a fit.
Yep.
Well,
it was like the song was in public domain by then, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, oh, no. And Trump keeps playing the Aerosmith. Or wait a minute, Don't Stop Believing is
Journey.
That was
Journey.
That's
Journey.
Trumpy song.
Journey.
Yeah, he plays that one. He plays an Aerosmith song too, and he just gives him the middle finger.
Well, I'll tell you why. Hillary, she used Fight Song was one of her big campaign songs, and I mean even every
Katy time, Perry was thrilled.
Well, when every time it would come on the radio or anything, even my one daughter would say, "Oh, that's Hillary Clinton's song," which was just kind of funny because she's 11. But I mean. That the downloads on that were amazingly high too, because I mean it was actually a good song. But
yeah, we've got I know you don't like Billie Eilish, but we got it tagged for the end of the show. Our buddy Adam Isglazian and Adam and the Metal Hawks, a new rock band from New York.
Let me look. Is it on Spotify? Love Adam. Did they put it up on Spotify yet? I'm going to look.
I gave you the YouTube link.
Well, it's not as easy to do if I.
But you did that Billie Eilish song, Bad Boy, which the lyrics are cute, but the song was kind of boring. Adam's version is not boring. So we got that for later. But we're talking about these pansies here. They're having a fit over a stupid tweet and everything. And CB found a young man from the South. I don't know where in the South, but he definitely has a Southern accent, who was discussing the evolution of society, shall we say.
Yeah, the kid's like 11 or something.
Yeah, and I mean, this kid just went off. So we it was like 50-some seconds. We thought it was so funny, we were going to play it for you today. This is Off the Hook Radio's answer to the pansies on Twitter.
See, I know them like Antifa chicks. They're like the Powder Puff Girls that wear black and cover up their faces. Well, they're the kids that ran like this through the hallways.
Visual, you can't see.
They're the type of kids that got mad when One Direction broke up and, like, tore the poster off the wall, started crying in their safe space. Like, what do they even protest? Donald Trump? What, are they mad they can't buy any more Ding Dong Hostess cake because they got the food stamps taken away? Because they won't go get a job and they stay in their mom's basement playing Fortnite because they have no girlfriend? Because they wear their jeans so tight that their balls went up in their stomach, so they're technically a female, but they identify as non-binary because they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings because they're soft? They're the type of people that didn't stop breastfeeding until they was like 2, so their dad ran away because they got to play with their mom's titties more than he did.
Jeez, there you go. That kid offended every left-wing group in society in 53 seconds.
I know, he did awesome, didn't he?
God bless him. That was terrific. I don't even know who
I thought you would like that.
Is yet, but it just made me laugh. And I love the ending too.
Yeah, I know.
And your daddy left because you stayed sucking your mama for over 2 years, and he wasn't. You were getting more titty than he was. Oh my God! Anyway, thank you, young man. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
it was funny. Hey, you know the last 2 weeks it happened again. This Tuesday happened last Tuesday. I mentioned it. Rush Limbaugh has repeated stories that we did on Tuesday this week and the previous week.
Not
political stories, just odd, crazy, goofy stuff that you don't really hear in the news, which is our job. And
we have jobs.
Yeah, we're very happy. We welcome the king of radio to our listenership. We appreciate it. This week, it also seems, besides Rush, Saturday Night Live writers or their cast members must be secretly listening to us as well. The I-75 porn billboard fiasco that we talked about last week, where somebody broke into the station and live fed lesbian porn up onto an electronic billboard on I-75 in Michigan, made what do they call it? The headline, the weekend update segment.
Yeah, where they just do the funny news shit.
Yeah, Michael Che talked about it. So it wasn't. Let's see, if the I-75 billboard porn situation wasn't embarrassing or funny enough to handle as a state of t- talking from Michigan. And Saturday Night Live has helped take it to a national level. Bullshit. We did that a week ago.
Yeah. Stealing our stuff.
Bodie McBoatface, motherfuckers.
Yep.
We did that. God. Now, these people just don't give credit to us. I'm tired of getting dissed by these people. But anyway, the Billboard hijacking was followed in close detail by local media. And an actress in the video was identified.
Oh, they did.
I'm sure her parents were proud. And police are still looking for the two suspects who they had. We told you they had pretty good shots of these two, male and a female. But Michael Che briefly addressed the situation during the weekend weekend update segment on Saturday Night Live. And he says, as a result, police say there were a record number of carjackings. Didn't say Michael Che was as funny as us, but he is on TV. And quite frankly, looking at Michael Che, he's got a face for radio.
He should be with us.
He should be with us. Wait, speak for yourself.
Okay, fine.
I made you famous.
If you say so.
I made you more famouser this week.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Yeah, I put that picture of us up at Hard Rock.
Yes, you did.
And you bitched your shirt was wrinkly.
It was.
Yeah, but you didn't tell him how it got wrinkled.
Because I didn't iron it, that's why.
Maybe we don't want to know.
No, he was attacked by the Hard Rock girls.
Oh, I thought it was the Tampa Bay cheerleaders.
Well, we saw a couple Tampa Bay cheerleaders, but we didn't have...
I stood with a couple of Tampa Bay cheerleaders.
Did we have picture night with Tampa Bay cheerleaders that night?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were pinching and fondling your ass, but no, The Hard Rock Calendar girls are just as hot as the Tampa Bay cheerleaders.
Okay, I don't know anything about them.
Well, they're the ones that came all over you when I told them we have a celebrity.
Oh, over him. Oh, boy.
I know a few of them. I'm there all the time. That's all right. So Saturday Night Live likes us. Fuck them.
That's good.
Hey, did you guys hear about the mall shooting in Washington State last Friday night?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so. The guy was a Muslim Turkish immigrant, so the media isn't going to talk about it. But that's we will. True. Yeah, it doesn't fit their narrative, but it fits mine because it's bad enough the guy shot five people. He's just an asshole. But he's not a U.S. citizen, and he still voted in the last three Washington state elections.
Well, he wants to be a citizen.
He's 20 years old. He was arrested Saturday for the Friday night shooting.
Wait a minute. He's 20?
20.
And he voted in the last three elections?
14, 15, and 16. Yeah, so he voted before he was even 18.
I was going to say he wasn't old enough. But that's okay because he wasn't a citizen.
Yeah. We'll let 14-year-old Muslim aliens vote.
Yes.
Yeah, that's because that's
now we're going to have to go after that demographic.
Yeah. Security cameras show him entering the mall briefly without a weapon, leaving, returning with the rifle. He killed five people, the son of a bitch. But Washington Secretary of State Kim Wyman had confirmed that he was illegally registered to vote and voted in three elections in the state in 14, 15, and 16. So, yeah, in 2014, he would have been 15 years old.
That's just awesome.
2015, he was 16. 2016, he was 17. So he wasn't legal in any of them. Not only can he not register to vote and not vote because he's an alien, he's a minor alien. He's a permanent resident alien that does have a green card. He came here when he was six. Here's how rough it is in Washington State. You just attest that you're an American citizen when you register to vote. Apparently, they don't require proof. They apparently don't require proof of your age either.
I guess not.
And it says right here, election officials told KVI News the state's election system operates on the honor system.
Yeah. And there's no honor among thieves.
Oh my God! And yeah, and all these
it people, operates on the honor system.
Yeah, all these people bitching and screaming about California, and the oh, there's no story there. they verified there's a minimum, absolute rock bottom minimum of 148,000 people that voted in California's last presidential election that are not citizens of the United States. And that's just the ones they'll admit to. Now, you think California's going to admit to the real number?
No.
No, a lot of people said it was 1.5 to 2 million people voted that should not have. I tend to believe them. If California's going to admit to 148,000...
You know it's way more than that.
Yeah, you can add at least a zero. Jesus. So that's the West Coast. And, oh, Trump's trying to throw the election. Trump's trying to... What? There's not dead people and illegal aliens voting Republican. They're all voting Democrat. Winant says, the stakes are very high on both sides. No, it's only on one side, yours. You want to keep the confidence level high, but you also want to protect voting rights of everyone. Yeah, voting rights. You need to have a friggin' ID, and when you register to vote, you need to prove where you're born or that you've become a citizen. And believe me, anybody who's become a citizen knows exactly where those papers are. It's not real hard to get them out and show them to somebody. Good Lord. I know when I registered to vote for the first time, I was 20.
14? Were you 14?
No, I was 20.
Oh!
And I had to show a birth certificate and everything, and I had no problem with that. I did.
I don't remember if I had to show a birth certificate.
Now that would be discriminatory.
I just went and got my new enhanced driver's license, the top level.
Oh, you got your new one?
Yeah, well, I didn't need to yet. It was still a year up, but Melissa needed to get her, so I figured one trip to the DMV is... Two trips is bad. One, you know, let's just make it one. So we went together, did it together, and, I mean, they want everything under the sun in order to process that. She had to have her marriage license. We had to have proof of, you know, our address.
Yeah, because she changed her name.
Oh, yeah. And what I found the most interesting thing about this was when we walked down to take our picture, they took all of the documents that we took in to prove our identity and everything, and it all got scanned into their central computer. So all of those documents are now attached to my, you know, enhanced license. So when I get when it runs on a, you know, a police officer's computer or border patrol or, you know, wherever, they see, you know, everything that, you know, I took in as proof of me, which I just it's kind of crazy now. And here you need that to get into any federal building starting January 1st. And eventually they told me you're going to need it to get into any state building. You're going to need to have the enhanced license. So
Or domestic flights.
Or if I want to go across the border by car into Canada or Mexico, you don't need to have necessarily.
Yeah, you don't need to, you don't need your passport or anything more.
You can't have the one with the flag on it. It actually has to be, or it can't be the one with. Is it the one with the flag? Because there's two levels of the new license, at least in New York State. We have one that will allow you to go into fly, but not federal buildings, and then there's the one that lets you do everything, which is what I got.
I have a star.
Hold on, I'm looking.
A yellow star.
Now mine has a flag.
I got my new license this week. And I got a new
license. Did you get the enhanced license?
Yes, it is.
I had a star on my old one, but they have a new style in Florida, and my picture sucked on my old one. So I got a new one anyway. And it's a good picture now. And it's white, and it still has the star on it.
Mine has the flag, but it does say enhanced, and that's the highest level here. Enhanced, there is no higher level but beyond advanced. So
I did have a DMV adventure after I got my license taken, and the woman says, "You want to pay $31 to change your picture?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Your picture looks fine. You look very handsome." And I said, "Says you." And I said, "Let's do another picture." And she takes a picture. I said, "Is it good?" She goes, "Oh, yes, it's very good." I said, "Well, you thought the other one was handsome, so I don't think I can trust your judgment. Let me see it." She showed it to me. She laughed, and it was okay. So I go over to the waiting area, and I sat there about two, three minutes. That was it. And my number got called, and I went up to see the guy, and the guy's there, and he's got my new license stuff for me and verified everything on it was correct. And I said, "Yeah, it's fine." He says, "Anything else I can do for you?" I said, "Yeah, I want to get a new license plate." Because I never liked my license plate. I had the guy at the car dealership order it for me, and it says ZIP A8. and it's in my car. First of all, is an A8L, and there's Zip is three letters, A8L is three letters. It would balance it, but it just says Zip A8, and it doesn't balance, and it always bugged me. So I'm thinking, well, I want to get another license plate because that one bugs me. So I told the guy what I wanted. I wanted Zip OTHR because you can put 7 on there. So I want Zip off the hook radio. And the guy says, that's not available. I said, you're kidding me. He goes, no, it's not available. I said, how about OTHR Zip? Nope, it's not available. I said, get out of here. I said, I want a license plate I can transfer to another car if I ever change cars, although I love my car. And he says, well, what else would you like? I'm like, oh, God. I said, how about Zip 27? Because that's my number. If I'm going to have an unbalanced plate, at least I want it to have my number on it. Nope, that's not available. I said 27 Zip. Nope.
Nope.
How about Zippy 1? Nope. Nothing's available. Nope. He says, everything's coming up taken. I said, all right, screw it. I'll just keep what I got. He said, okay. So I got my new license, put it in my wallet, made sure he shredded the other one so nobody can ever see that picture again. And I left. And I get home, and I'm sitting here in my office, and I think I took the dogs out or something, and I came back, and there's a message on my phone. Hi, this is Nelson from the DMV. I'm really, really sorry. We had a computer glitch, and it seems that the license plates that you wanted, most of them are available.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I went back in the next morning, and I've got Zip OTHR coming in a couple of weeks.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm astounded they called you.
I am too.
Yeah, usually yeah, they don't give a shit.
That he remembered.
God bless you, Governor DeSantis. And Pasco County for hiring people who are nice. His name was Nelson. He was terrific.
Way to go, Nelson.
Nelson is cool.
We will give Nelson a shout out.
Props to Nelson.
Yeah. Yep.
He even wrote down off the hook radio. He thought I was funny. So maybe he's listening.
Hi, Nelson.
Shout out.
Everybody say hi to Nelson.
Hi, Nelson.
Yeah, I was going to say, Slim, are you special? You're gonna diss Nelson?
Oh, hi, Nelson.
All right. We're trying to
figure out why my iCloud's not updating. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I'm trying to figure out what the hell happened here in Florida in this next story.
Why? What happened in Florida?
Okay. St. Augustine, Florida. Not all that far away. Investigators said they've identified the 62-year-old woman as the person who died when a portable toilet exploded and burned to the ground with her inside. Oh! How about a nasty way to go? St. Johns County Sheriff's spokesman Chuck Milligan said Tuesday that Denise Victoria McQuaig. She doesn't sound like a Muslim terrorist, so she probably wasn't building a bomb in there. 62-year-old female. She lived right down the street from this portable toilet, which was outside of a home under construction. Maybe she had Taco Bell the night before and didn't want to go in her own bathroom. But she went down the street to the portable toilet, and the cause of the explosion is still under investigation, but the bomb squad x-rayed the melted plastic to see if there's anything inside. Yeah, there was. but not a bomb. A neighbor called 911 Saturday morning after hearing the loud bang. The Florida Times Union reports the toilet was in flames when firefighters arrived, and they found her once they put it out. Foul play is not suspected.
That was pretty foul.
Nobody knows why she was in there. I mean, that is weird. Why the hell was she in there? I like this picture of the portable toilet they have, though. They have like a giant gear shift to flush it. You see that picture?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't notice the picture.
Yeah, there's a picture at the top of the story of the of a similar portable toilet. They don't have those.
Oh yes, it's sort of like a slot machine.
Yeah, it's like a slot machine handle. They don't have those in airplanes. I think they should put those in airplanes, make it more fun.
Well, maybe it's Las Vegas Air.
It could be, or Las Vegas porta potty.
There you go.
Oh, I feel bad for him. I really do.
Yeah, well, it's terrible. I mean, what a way to go when you go.
But if you lived right up the street and down the street was construction, and there's a porta potty out front, would like curiosity just make you have to go poop there?
I've seen porta potties before. I've used them on numerous occasions.
I avoid them at all costs.
No, I know, but when you go to ball fields sometimes and stuff like that, that's what you got.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know, and so I've gone in porta potties all over Eastern Massachusetts,
and none ever exploded on you.
None of them ever exploded.
And do you eat at Taco Bell?
No.
Well, that could be why.
Yeah, I guess. I never thought of it that way.
Although I did have a cheddar chalupa about 2 weeks ago when they first came out.
And how was it?
It was actually good.
Good. I've had Taco Bell once in my life.
That's like the first thing I ever had. I've had, regular tacos are, they're okay. I mean, I know the 1 ounce of meat that they put in them is only half meat.
Yeah, but, except they spell it M-E-E-T.
Yeah. Well, I used to have what were they called? Taco Maker franchises at my truck stops. And, I went to Taco Maker School out in Ogden, Utah, because I had to be the licensee on the franchise.
You had to be a certified taco maker.
Well, yeah, but I was the licensee on the franchise agreement for the owner. Okay, he put me on all that crap. I was on all the Subway licenses, the Blimpy license, the Taco Makers, everything. So I'm out there and I'm going through my little training school and stuff and. The first thing I found out is when you make the beef, you put 10 pounds of meat in the pan. Then you put 10 pounds of soy pellets that look like little meat bubbles in the pan.
Meat bubbles.
Yeah, and you mix it all up and you can't tell the meat from the soy. But it's, it's only half meat. And Taco Bell does it the same way. But their cheddar chalupa was actually tasty.
It actually was. I had one myself.
Yeah.
Oh,
surprised.
Here's the thing, testimonials. Yes, but you know what? I love Taco Bell. Certain things. I don't eat all the peppers and onions and all that. I just like, taco with cheese, lettuce, and the meat. I'm perfectly happy in their chicken quesadilla, and I'm the, happiest person in the world. But so I tried one of these new ones, and I can eat 4, 5, 6 soft tacos no problem. I could only eat one of these. There's no way I could eat a second one. It was very, very cheesy. It was almost overly cheesy.
I got the box.
I would like this.
Two tacos with
it. It's pretty cheesy. I don't know. I think
big fan of cheese.
Well, Melissa, my wife, even said the same thing.
One of my least favorite cheeses, and I still thought it was good.
It was great. It was definitely great, but I could not have eaten a second one. Not right then. I'll eat another one the next time.
Well, of the three of us, you're the one who should eat more than one.
Yeah, no shit. That's why I eat 5 or 6 soft tacos when I go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't need 5 or 6. Just so you know.
1 or 2's enough. That's the thing when you get old. I mean, when I was young, I could probably sit down and eat 6, and that's how I got.
And you'd burn it all off too.
I got to be a fat pig when I was younger.
Oh, okay. No, but I mean, when you were in high school.
Oh well, they didn't have Taco Bells back in.
No, I understand
back
that.
In the dinosaur days,
Yeah, you go to McDonald's. We used to go to McDonald's and get 10-cent hamburgers.
Yeah, I go to McDonald's and get 2 Big Macs. Yeah. Yep. Nothing like.
And unfortunately,
nothing like 6 pieces of bread and 4 hamburger patties.
Yeah, and you eat like that when you're 16 or 17, and it's all fine.
Yeah,
unfortunately, you keep doing that when you're 30 or 35 or 40, and it doesn't look so good on you anymore.
Yeah, you have an hour and a half, 2 hour baseball practice, and you got to run 2 laps at the end of it. You can afford to eat 2 Big Macs.
Yeah.
But yeah, not when you're old and you
and then go home and eat dinner
and play poker or your computer all day.
Yes.
Oh, anyway, stupid criminal of the week.
What do we got?
From Arkansas. Arkansas. This woman thought she was going to be our smart criminal of the week. Didn't work out for her.
Oops.
She was wearing a hair bow. It looked like...
That's nice. That could be attractive.
It looked like a little bow. It had a little rubber band around the middle, tied real nice and tight like it was a little ribbon or something. And she had it clipped in her hair. Unfortunately, the little piece of plastic that she cinched in the middle to make it look like a bow was actually a bag of her meth.
Oops. Yes.
And it's from Flippin, Arkansas. I've been all over the state of Arkansas. I've never been to Flippin. F-L-I-P-P-I-N. Flippin. Flippin, Arkansas. An Arkansas woman's ability to accessorize attracted the wrong sort of attention recently, ending with her arrest on multiple drug and traffic charges. Jessica Kropp, 38, was stopped by Flippin, Arkansas police officer Kenneth Looney.
Flippin.
Hi, I'm Looney.
Did she flip him off?
I'm Looney from Flippin.
So she didn't flip him off.
No, it was September 24th happened. She had an expired tag. But it was her unusual hair bow that ultimately stole his attention. And there's pictures of it. I mean, it looks like a little hair bow, but it's made out of plastic and is white. According to the probable cause affidavit, Looney noticed that while detaining Crop, what appeared to be a bow in her hair. It appeared to be a small Ziploc bag containing white crystal-like substance of suspected methamphetamine. The baggie had a small rubber band around the middle, giving it a bow shape, and was attached to a bobby pin, and then attached to her hair. She accessorizes with meth. It's a new phenomenon! You seen those commercials for the...
I don't think it's going to catch on.
The Samsung phone where the girl gets the alpacas and...
Yes.
And turns her hair all different shades of neon green and red.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the New York new style for the Samsung phone in Arkansas.
But
in Flippin, Arkansas, the new style is your meth in a bow. It's subtle but effective. Until cops.
Well, it wasn't. It really wasn't effective.
No.
No.
When confronted about the illicit accessory, cop claimed to know nothing of its existence and accused someone else of putting it on her head. We've never heard that one before, live PD. that cocaine just blew into my bag.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. They also found multiple bags of meth and drug paraphernalia upon searching the contents of her purse. Her bond was set at $23,210, an odd number.
So wait a minute. If she just put the stuff in her purse, she would have been fine?
If she didn't have it on her head. Oh, I got a text message from a listener. I'm told that Ranger boats are made in Flippin, Arkansas.
Well, okay.
They're nice boats.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't say it was an important message. I said it was an interesting message.
Okay.
Because
it is interesting. I don't
obviously
know.
Obviously, somebody's heard of Flippin'. We haven't, but that's all right. $23,210 bond. Felony counts of possession of meth or cocaine with purpose to deliver and possession of drug paraphernalia. She's also charged with misdemeanor counts of driving on a suspended license, not having liability insurance. And, of course, she had an expired tag. Oh, my God. Why isn't Live PD in Flippin?
I want Live PD to come here.
I mean, every time Live PD pulls somebody over there. You have identification on you? No. You're driving a car. Where's your license? At home. Where's your proof of insurance? Home.
Home.
Where's your registration? Home. Oh, it's probably in here somewhere. Can't find it. All right, so they stole the car. They don't have a driver's license, never had one, and they're not insured. So if they hit you, you're screwed. Oh, Flippin'.
They are in Flippin'.
Yeah, Ranger boats and meth. That's what Flippin', Arkansas is famous for.
That's what they're. All right, well, good. Everybody's got to be famous for something.
That's right.
Now, I had a hard time with Criminal of the Week this week because I had another one. And
okay.
The thing is, this other one's also from Arkansas.
Flippin'?
No, not Flippin'. Manila. Not Philippines, Arkansas.
I thought that was in the Philippines.
No. Manila, Arkansas. I just got to say to my listeners and friends and fans in Florida, what the hell? We haven't had a Florida stupid criminal of the week in like a month and a half. Get your shit together, Florida.
We're jonesing.
Yeah, man, I'm jonesing. I'm used to you Florida people being idiots. The only Florida story I got tonight, some poor woman blew her ass up farting Taco Bell in a porta potty. That's all I got. Anyway, we got a burglary suspect in Arkansas. Mississippi County, Arkansas man awoke to find a burglar in his house around 3 a.m. This was a couple weeks ago. Just made the news, but all right, a couple weeks ago.
Well, that shit happened.
And he told the guy to leave. The suspect told him to hand over the gun before you hurt yourself, old man. And the homeowner had grabbed his gun when he heard this noise around 3 o'clock and searched and found the man he didn't know. He told him to leave. The man ignored him and began fixing himself something to eat and drink out of the guy's refrigerator.
Homeowner that told, I find outstanding.
Homeowner told him to leave again. So the guy goes and over and unplugs his TV. The guy tells him to leave again. And the suspect says, give me that gun before you hurt yourself, old man. Homeowner fired one shot at the man, strike him in the leg. The smart-ass robber laid on the ground, bleeding in pain until the cops showed up. 47-year-old Charles Lancaster of Kaiser, which is across the street, was suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg, taken to a Jonesboro, Arkansas hospital, and treated for his injuries before being arrested and charged with residential burglary. He got $75,000 bond and a bullet.
Yeah, did they deduct for the bullet?
I don't know, but you know, if you're gonna wake up, an old man as a nearly old man.
And as an old man,
if you're gonna wake me up at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning making noise in my house, you can pretty much rest assured you're going to get shot. You know, I have a gun within arm's reach everywhere.
Loaded.
Oh fuck yeah!
Ready to go.
There's no kids here, and my dogs don't know how to shoot one, so yeah. I'm good. But yeah, this guy told the old man to put the gun down before you hurt yourself. The old man said, "Fuck you."
Good for him.
And he was nice enough to shoot him in the leg. He could have shot him in the head. He wouldn't have gotten any trouble. He shot him in the leg, so he's not only a pissed off old man who got woken up, but he has a good heart. He's a pissed off old man with a good heart.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, took it easy on him, I guess.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, when you see the guy doesn't have a weapon, I'd shoot him in the leg too. But my main self defense weapon at home, I have a 600 lumen tac light on it. It's a very nice M&P 9mm, 17 hollow points in it. And if I hear somebody bouncing around my house, I'm sneaking up on them and I'm going to flip on the light, because that light's going to blind them right off the bat and give me a chance to see if he's got a gun or not. If he's got a gun, I'm going to pull the trigger till the bitch is empty. If he don't have a gun, I'm going to say, get down on the floor, MF-er, and if he doesn't, I will shoot him in the leg. I've learned my lesson from this old man. Besides, if I shoot him in the leg,
know stuff.
If I shoot him in the leg, there's a pretty good chance it won't go through, and I don't want to have a hole in my wall. You know, I got to think ahead.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't blame you.
You know, I got tile floors, so cleaning up the blood ain't going to be that hard. You know, so.
Well, you don't want to crack the tile.
No. Hey, we got health news.
What do you got?
Is off hook radio cares? Not really. Well, sort of.
We do. We care.
Not really.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a, you know, our illustrious leader Daryl had a picture up about a toilet, and it had like teeth on the bottom, teeth on the top, and a tongue coming out the middle. And Daryl just thought that was great. Yeah, but I got a real toilet. Okay, Daryl's toilet was a was a funny meme toilet. This is a real toilet. It's an AI toilet, artificial intelligence. It will scan your poop and diagnose your ailments.
Yeah, I saw this.
Is this cool or what?
It's pretty neat.
I mean, it sounds weird, but in the near future, your toilet will be your mini doctor. A company called Micron is developing a smart artificial intelligence-powered toilet that will be able to diagnose your state of health and risk of disease by analyzing your bodily waste. And actually, that is how they check a lot of things. The major goal of this technology is to analyze bowel movements and recognize the signs for health issues and ailments early on. I don't know, man.
Oh, it makes sense.
It's able to perform
fecal. Yeah, well, they got that thing you can mail in.
Yeah. Get
I've seen that commercial.
Yeah, so I did that a couple years ago.
It's called Get Go Gone.
I did that.
Cologuard.
Cologuard, yeah. The phrase is Get Go Gone.
Yeah, I know.
You can't have any blue things in your toilet when you're going to do that, though.
You know, here's the thing with that.
They warn you, it's got to be regular just water.
I wouldn't want to be the postman that's got to, you know, because it says, you know, to Cologuard. I mean, every postman's got to know that it's a box of shit.
Yeah, I did it. It's you stick a stick in it, you wipe it on the little thingy, and it snaps shut.
Thanks for letting us know how stuck a stick in your shit.
You have to. You have to reach down the toilet.
Well, you don't have to pick it up with your
hand.
Get
a little sample. You wipe it on the thingy, you snap it closed, and then you save it till tomorrow because you got to do it twice. And you flush. And then both of them are snap closed, and they go in another thing that's sealed. Then it goes in a box that's sealed. And you send it. And postmen don't worry about that kind of shit.
That was not funny.
I don't care. I had to do it.
I understand that. It still wasn't funny. Bad.
But by analyzing human waste in real time, it could be possible to generate real improvements for a person's health care. You can find out if you have trouble early on.
Well, they have all of
the. Your poop has more bacteria than old food. 50 to 80% of your poop is actually bacteria that had been in your intestines and was ejected as the food passed. So it checks that and finds out if there's something wrong with you. You want some surprising facts?
By doing it, there's something wrong with you. But
some surprising facts about poop? Because that's
what we do. Please enlighten us.
Yeah.
Along with landing on the moon, Neil Armstrong also left 4 bags of poop behind.
I wonder if they're still there.
Bill Gates?
Well, yeah. Who's going to go get them?
Well, did they float off? Is there gravity?
There's gravity on the moon.
Bill Gates tries to help the underprivileged around the world with his billions, and he's a benevolent kind of guy. He also helped fund the creation of poop water, which turns feces into water. I'm glad I'm not that poor. You can see corn in your poop because of cellulose. And, remember that was Elvis's last
word? I just don't look at my poop.
You remember Elvis? When Elvis died, he was.
Aren't you proud of them sometimes?
No.
No? You don't just look at it and go, damn, that was a good one.
As Elvis slid off the toilet having his last couple of breaths, he hit the floor, he looked back, and he said, corn? And then he died. That was his last word. The ideal poop is a continuous log and sinks to the bottom of the toilet.
Sinkers and floaters.
Yeah, floaters aren't good, apparently.
Interesting.
Poop is brown because of dead red blood cells. And gut bacteria and plant fiber are essential for a good poop. That's true, man. If you got problems pooping, eat yogurt and a salad. You won't have any problems anymore. I think sometimes we just give a little too much information. I think that was one of them.
I'd agree.
All right. Here's one I should have thought of. A Texas guy. He divorced his wife without her knowing. He just forged the paperwork.
Oh, I wish that would work.
Instead of going through all that crap, he just faked his wife's signature on paperwork and ended their union without her knowing. Paul Nixon submitted forged documents and false information to a Houston District Court. He also reportedly committed perjury when testifying in court during a divorce hearing. The divorce has been tabled due to the perjury and fraudulent documents. Oh, now he's really screwed. Not only is he stuck with her, he's in trouble with the law. Oh, I'm glad I didn't think of this. The constable's office started the investigation after Mrs. Nixon informed officials of the divorce occurred without her knowledge. We have teams out looking for him right now, I tell you, says the news station. And we have an idea where he's at, so hopefully he'll turn himself in. If not, we'll catch him. It's just a matter of time. Here, I thought this story would have a happy ending, and no, it didn't.
Well, this man's in a world of hurt. It's like the guy who got arrested, so he'd go to jail and he wouldn't have to spend any time with his wife. And
oh, yeah.
House arrest.
Yeah, the judge gave him house arrest. This is even worse. This is even worse. All right. Now, have you guys heard of this racist thing that's going around?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's racist.
That's the problem. Everything is freaking racist. Dave Chappelle is racist. I mean, come on. God, nobody laughs at anything anymore. Except me and you. Universal Orlando actor would dress as Gru. You know Gru? He's the main character in the Minion movies.
Yeah, he's great.
Okay. I love the Minion movies. They make me laugh. He was fired for making a racist hand gesture. Well, if you ever watched the Minion movies with Despicable Me's, I guess they're called, Gru does the OK sign all the time. Does it all the friggin' time. So the Gru character, who's paid to impersonate Gru, which is actually a cartoon, he was an actor dressed as the movie character, was fired for making the OK hand gesture that has been designated a hate symbol of use by white supremacists, and it was in a photo, oh God, with a biracial girl. Little girl was part black. Yeah. Universal spokesman Tom Schroeder on Wednesday confirmed in an email that the unidentified actor no longer works for the company. What he did is unacceptable. A photo provided by the 6-year-old girl's parents to Florida Today shows the actor fully disguised as Gru from Despicable Me movie franchise, standing behind the girl, making the OK gesture on her shoulder. Now, he had the OK symbol with his three fingers going down. Now, I understand it was when you go up and the three fingers are like a W, and the circle is supposed to be for peace, so it's supposed to mean white power. Now, do white supremacists really use that? Or is this just some other liberal thing? I have no idea. I don't know any white supremacists.
I don't either.
Ask them. But this dude lost his job. I mean, they didn't even give him a friggin' chance. I mean, the guy could get out to Despicable Me movies and show him Gru makes the OK sign like 13 times in 4 movies. Or whatever the hell it is, you know. I mean, he does it all the time. Everything's OK. OK, kids. That wasn't too bad, actually.
No, that's better than your Mike Tyson.
Synthemia.
Yeah, it's better than your Mike Tyson. Yeah. Although that makes Slim laugh.
I love it.
It does make Slim laugh. Mike Tyson still hasn't got me my friggin' Mike Tyson ranch hat. I'm pissed. I mean, my funny t-shirts are one thing, but I want my Mike Tyson ranch hat. The photo was taken at a character breakfast. All the Minions were there. Gru was there. And last week, the Anti-Defamation League added OK to its online database of hate symbols. So, of course, I post OK GIFs all the time when people put the story up. So I'm a rebel.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I just don't know. I mean, God, is everything friggin' race? I mean, everybody gets upset about every friggin' thing.
Yup.
And these people want to take over the government and run our country again?
Yup.
No.
And eventually they're probably going to. That's
no, and the big hairy woman the big hairy man with a wig pretending to be a woman can't go in the bathroom with your daughters.
Nope.
Nope. Sorry. That doesn't make me racist. It just makes me normal. And poor CB, he lives in Massachusetts.
Yes, I do. Out in the middle of nowhere.
Does all this crap offend everybody in Massachusetts, too?
Not people I know.
No? You sure?
As far as I know, nobody said anything to me. I mean, I haven't been censured by any groups as of yet.
Hey, Slim, you still got that kid?
We'll find out.
Got what?
You still got that kid?
Yeah.
Let's play him again and add him in the Metal Hawks.
All right, say hi to the kids first.
Hi, Wesley. Hi, LJ. Right.
Never
don't listen.
Yeah, don't.
Never listen. Ever. Ever. Never, ever.
Next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah, it's Columbus Day.
Next week.
No, it's Indigenous People Day.
That's right. All right, here you go. Here's our 11-year-old.
I'm more Indian than
Elizabeth. See, I know them like Antifa chicks. They're like the Powder Puff Girls that wear black and cover up their faces. Well, they're the kids that ran like this through the hallways. They're the type of kids that got mad when One Direction broke up and like tore the poster off the wall, started crying in their safe space. Like, what do they even protest? Donald Trump? What are they mad they can't buy any more Ding Dong Hostess cake because they got the food stamps taken away? Because they won't go get a job and they stay in their mom's basement playing Fortnite because they have no girlfriend? Because they wear their jeans so tight that their balls went up in their stomach so they're technically a female but they identify as non-binary because they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings because they're soft? They're the type of people that didn't stop breastfeeding until they was like two, so their dad ran away because they got to play with their mom's titties more than he did.
Love it. Here we go. Adam.
Adam and the Metal Hawks.
Oh.
So far, so good.
Yeah, and Billie Eilish.